Lawmakers trying to take a new look at ethanol and the current mandated production levels in light of rising food and feed prices are being pounded about it from every side, as evidenced Tuesday with a House panel hearing conflicting information from eight different experts. Here's a sample.
We believe that the diversion of corn to ethanol in this country is having a significant impact, not just on food prices in this country, but globally.
Ethanol is not the primary factor in food price increases.
Today we are faced with massive biofuel mandate that is unsustainable, untenable, and unworkable.
We need corn-based ethanol as a bridging strategy. It is not the primary cause for rising food prices or shortages.
We think Congress should revisit these mandates and begin to reduce our reliance on food as an energy feedstock.
USDA suggests that 3% of the total world food inflation is caused by ethanol.
But that means, and so back and forth it went. We are sure to hear more on this issue in the coming weeks. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.